Hey, how's it going?
Hi. We have these little lav mics now. I hope it sounds to everyone like we're right in your ear, like it's 1995 and we're talking on good old-fashioned landlines together.
I think it's going to sound better.
Okay. Can I talk about my sad thing this morning?
What was your sad thing this morning?
When I came back from dropping off my kielbasa.
Saw a sad billboard. It was about, like, what was it about? The saddest billboard you've ever seen?
It's the saddest billboard I've ever seen. I was coming back from the park because we had kielbasa day at the park, and I was dropping off 200 kielbasa sausages, and then I was driving home past the stupid Whole Foods that is our neighborhood Whole Foods. I was like, wow, that billboard is a serious billboard.
Wait, where was this billboard?
It's like right by the car wash.
Oh, I thought it was way over by MacArthur
Park. No, it's our neighborhood billboard.
You're going to see this so many times.
Every day. The billboard is for a show that's coming out on Amazon. I mean, I don't care about, I don't know, I don't need to say the name of it. But the feature, it's like a huge fucking billboard. And the feature of it is that there's like an animatronic thing. There's like a circle. There's a circle that moves back and forth.
It's a big piece of IP. That's probably enough clues for people to figure it out.
Yeah. If you guys have an animatronic billboard in your neighborhood for a gigantic piece of intellectual property, then you'll know what show I'm talking about. It's the show that my ex was show running. My ex
co-show running.
I mean, that's right. But he, the hard part about this particular ex is that when we broke up, I lost literally everything,
except
for Georgie the dog, which actually I will always say I would. I don't care that I lost the house. I don't care that I lost all of the payments that I made into the house. I don't care that I lost essentially every single piece of furniture that I had because I got Georgie. And I'll never forget the day actually that I picked her up when I realized that the breakup was really going to take. I thought we were just like taking a break. And then he was like, I had to get out of town. I'm too sad. And so he flew to meet his friends somewhere. And he was like, please take care of the dog while I'm gone, and then we'll figure out the dog, who had been our dog for 5 years. So I thought, you know, there was going to be like a custody battle. I thought we were going to work out a custody arrangement because, you know, if anyone has seen Georgie, like she's not really a dog that you want to leave behind.
Yeah, just because she came from the trash and looks like a pile of scraps does not mean that she's worthless.
And so I went over to my old house, which at this point I did
not. Hold on, I feel like we've gotten really far away from.
I'm gonna take it back. I'm really sorry that this is my traumatic story. Is like.
Oh yeah, I just thought we were on a tangent. I didn't realize.
You know, so what I'm saying is that like when I got into the house to pick her up, the house that I thought I still owned at the time, but then I found out later through his business manager that he had never put my name on the title of the house. Georgie was there, and the only kindness that he did to me during the entire breakup was that he had taken Georgie to the groomer, so she was fluffed out and had little bows in her hair. Anyway, so he has show run the show.
So fast forward.
To nearly 9 years later.
Okay.
And you know, we're in a state of extreme financial precarity. He currently lives in a $2.2 million house in the Lolos Villas Hills. And there's just something that's like particularly difficult about seeing, like when you're like, how am I going to pay rent in 2 months? Seeing like a billboard that is worth more than, as you said, you said, I would kill to have the amount of money that was put into this billboard to make a television show. And I saw it, and it just sucked. It just sucked to fucking see.
Yeah, you came home with your tail between your legs, and you crawled into bed. Don't even know if you ate a cupcake on your way by.
I didn't eat a cupcake.
Straight to bed.
I went straight back to bed, and it's funny because like the show is basically about this like plucky heroine lady who keeps getting into like terrible moral danger and like coming out of it strong and winning and. I'm just like, well, I'm happy. I'm happy you're able to monetize. It's too egomaniacal to say that he's monetizing the experience of my trauma, but because it's not, you know, that's like it's based on an IP, so it's fine. But it makes me crazy. It makes me crazy. It's a
and
one
now,
out of five.
And
it's,
now you get to see
that.
Not only the ads for this particular show everywhere, but that specific ad in the neighborhood every time you.
There's no way of coming into our neighborhood from anywhere west you have to pass the billboard. It's like essentially impossible. It's like the gate now. The gate is my financial ruin to my house.
It's Georgie. The gate is Georgie.
The gate is Georgie.
Yeah, because your financial ruin at the time was also gaining Georgie.
Oh, that's a nice way of looking at it.
I'm pretty good at that.
You are very good at that.
But you rallied.
Well, helped me rally.
After that, you kind of came out of bed like a weird monster coming out of the swamps, and you really like turned it around, and I think you had a pretty good day.
I ended up having a really good day.
And now we're going to go bowling for no reason.
Yeah. I just want, as a cautionary tale to anyone who is thinking about breaking up with anyone,
make sure your name is on a billboard. All of the paperwork.
Yeah.
When you buy a house.
Or just, like, be nice. Be nice to your partner. Be nice to what you used to have. Or if you're not nice and you never want to talk to the person ever again because you're a fucking asshole, get a giant billboard to really like rub it in their face.
Yeah, that's fun.
If you want to suddenly break up with someone and never like essentially like not really have a relationship afterwards because you have like unprocessed emotional bullshit and you're dumping it on your friend, get a billboard.
get someone else to pay for it too. So yeah. It can be really big and everywhere.
I mean, I'm now I'm kind of like, respect.